This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio KFGO.
It Takes Two, Amy and JJ. I've actually got Eric Johnson behind the board with me today. Eric, how's it going?
It's been a while since we've been together in studio. I did a few of the social distancing ITTs, but it's been a while since we've been able to sit down in studio and have a show.
High five.
Boom.
That's good. It goes with physical distancing when we don't actually tap palms. Well, it's Tuesday, which means that it's time for Two Tall Toms Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Today.
Brought to you by FM Water Systems of West Fargo. Life is better with Connecticut Water. FMWaterSystems.net. And boy, oh boy, Tom, we are drinking water like crazy because it is hot, hot, hot outside.
And I'm loving it, loving it, loving it.
I can't believe that you like it this hot. This is unreasonably hot. I've got to water my plants every single day. I can't go outside without feeling sticky.
I get it. I understand that. And I, you know, just like some people don't like it extremely cold, some don't like it extremely hot. But speaking from a guy who lives in my skin and in my bones, I love it because my bones feel good. I always tell people I get about between 10 and 20 days a year when I don't hurt. And it is because of the heat and especially the humidity. So days like this, I actually feel good, so I'm enjoying it. I'll suffer the other 340 of the year.
You know, for someone who is, I guess if I was to describe my body shape, it would be huggable.
Yeah.
This is not my favorite weather, as I said. But I will say this. The wind in the last week has been some of the strongest wind I think I've ever witnessed in our area.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty consistently windy. There's no doubt about it. Windiest months of the year are April and June. Or not April and June, but April and May. But it's carrying itself into June right now. And we've had several days. We have maybe a break here and there. But it's been rather, let's just say, incessant. And it just won't seem to end. It's been very windy. And guess what? We have another one of those coming up tomorrow. But you know, the way I look at it, too, when it's this hot outside, at least the activities I like to do are an option. I could choose to not play golf when it's this hot, but when it's 20 below, I don't have a choice. I can't.
Are the sustained winds common, or is it usually more of a gusty wind? Because it feels like over the weekend, especially, it was sustained winds.
Well, they were sustained. Day. They were very strong. But I have to tell you guys, you know, and I get caught in this on myself every year, too. I've been known to say, gosh, I don't remember it being this windy last year or the year before. This is the windiest spring I've ever experienced. And I'll look back and it'll be just as windy, if not windier, the year before that. And I did that again this year. And it's really no windier than it's been in recent years. It's just that we are prisoners of the moment. And it just seems to be so many days in a row. Now, you know, we've had many, many days in a row, which is probably a little more than usual. That's what's made it seem bad.
You know, Tom, when it gets to be this hot in the summer, mm-hmm. I'm used to seeing some of those storms that are primarily lightning, right, where it just seems like to be nonstop lightning. Mm-hmm. What are the conditions that make a storm like that?
Well, you have to have a lot of energy in the atmosphere, and a lot of that comes from different temperatures. Strong cold front moving on through, strong warm front pushing on through, plenty of moisture in the air, dew points probably higher than 65. We are at 64 right now. And you have to have what we call a trigger, a front of some sort, upper level support, jet stream. All these different parameters have to come into play at once. One thing that's going to prevent us from getting storms today and also tonight, and I think for most of the daylight hours tomorrow, guys, is the fact that we have one little thing that just shuts it all down. And that is, if you go up several thousand feet, 5, 10, 20,000 feet even, the temperatures are too warm. And when the air aloft is too warm, you can't get the rise motion, and therefore it's hard to get thunderstorms to form. We have to have cooler air as you go 15, 20,000 feet above the surface of the earth to get sufficient rising motion, which is what you need for thunderstorms. So it's just too warm, not only at the ground for that to happen, but also aloft.
So Tom, I have a question that's maybe a little more to the meteorologist side of you.
Yeah.
We saw the recent storms last week came from the south primarily, kind of a little mm-hmm. bit southwest. Most of our weather comes from the west and sweeps across. How does that change when you're looking at those models and seeing storms come from uncommon directions?
Okay, usually it comes from some westerly quadrant. It depends on the upper level wind configuration. And in recent past, the wind has been out of the south. not only at the surface, which is what it seems to forever be out of the south, just gusting up to 40, 50 miles per hour, but as you go thousands and thousands of feet aloft, the wind direction is basically the same. So everything is coming from the same direction at all levels, whereas frequently you can have a south wind like we do right now at the surface, but you go way up in the upper atmosphere and the winds are out of the west. And that's another thing that you get when you have thunderstorms is what we call wind shear, different wind directions at different levels. So yes, to answer your question, most of our storms do come from the west. You are correct, but it's not really unusual for them to come from the south. And at times, if you have an upper level low, they can actually come at you from what we call the wrong direction. I've seen it happen where they come from the east sometimes.
Tom, I'm looking at your forecast and I see the word chance a lot on here. Do these rainstorms, thunderstorms that we see, especially right now with the heat as it is, are they going to be fast developing if they do happen?
Yeah, they'll probably pop up real fast, and they probably will not move all that fast. And the problem with a setup like this is, yes, they'll form fast, and then they could sit over a certain area for a long time. So we can go from a situation where we have a lot of dryness out there in a lot of areas, borderline drought, to a situation where you can get 5-6 inches of rain in one spot over a short period of time, and that could cause all kinds of problems too. And that is something very typical around here in June and July.
I've got a question that got texted in to our text club, powered by 702 Communications, from a community just north of the FM area, and this is the question. What is the difference between wind and a straight line wind? So I think they're looking for, when do you start calling them straight lines?
Well, they're all straight line wind, like what we have right now is straight line wind. We use the word straight line in front of the word wind when we're trying to differentiate between damage from a tornado or just a straight line thunderstorm wind. So a lot of people will think when they hear the wind or they look outside and there's a lot of trees down in their yard or their neighborhood, the first thought that comes to people's mind is, oh, we got hit by a tornado. But the big difference is, if it's straight line wind, you look at the how everything fell down, all the trees, the power lines, whatever, the houses. If they all fall down in the same direction, it's straight line wind. But if they're all scattered around in different directions all over the place, you can assume that that was probably a tornado.
Do you ever get contacted by insurance adjusters asking about what the, you know, like what was the localized weather like in a particular area if they're investigating maybe like a bunch of shingles off of a roof?
Yeah, I've been over the years frequently have been contacted by folks like that, not only just at this time of year, but also in the winter for how much snow fell because there may have been a lot of accidents or something like that. So, yes, I do get called by them frequently.
Oh, see, I look at that. Everyone wants to know whether you're camping or you're trying to figure out the price of a new roof. Too tall, Tom Szymanski. Our man with a plan here when it comes to weather. Tom, one last question for you here. I know we don't like to look too far ahead, but Father's Day is on Sunday, and a lot of dads are going to be out there golfing. They're going to be enjoying being the king of the barbecue pit. What do we think for Sunday?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm probably going to be golfing with my grandson in a tournament out at Maple River Golf Course. So me and my 8-year-old grandson are going to be golfing out there. So I could be a victim of my own forecast. I do have a slight chance for showers on Sunday, but I would rate the chance of you getting hit in your backyard probably at about 1 out of 5. So about 20-25%. And I hate using percent, but what I guess I'm trying to say is it's something you shouldn't plan on, but if it happens, don't be totally shocked. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Sure. Put an umbrella in the golf bag and you're good to go, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
That, you know, by not putting one in, that's the surest sign you're going to get rain.
Yeah. Well, I don't even own an umbrella. I never have. And I've always told people, jokingly so, of course, but perhaps with some truth, around these parts, an umbrella with the wind that we have, they break easily, don't they?
Yeah, I'm guessing if it does rain on Sunday while Tom's golfing, he'll be somewhere around 14 green, maybe 13 green when the rain starts.
Or five.
Yeah.
Five
as
green or 16.
As far away from shelter as you can get.
You know the golf course. Exactly, where there's no cover.
That's probably when the shower will pop up.
And oftentimes that's what happens. I am not kidding.
You know, to me, it's this type of thing. If I forego buying a new sleeve of golf balls before I go on the course, is the one time I duff it into the hard rough every single time. And then I got to borrow balls from everyone else and be like, can I borrow that?
That's the only time I'm buying a dozen balls before every round.
So you guys never duff it ever?
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, I'm buying a dozen balls. Usually per 9 on some days when you get these 30-40 mile an hour wind days.
See, man. I had a record, I think it was earlier this year, I had one ball that lasted 4.5 rounds of 18 holes. Jeez. And then I went out the week after, and I think I lost 5 balls on the first 9 that I played on a different round. So it's like, the game is just weird in that way.
Well, there you go. You heard it straight from the tall guy's mouth. He's Too Tall Tom Szymanski. This is Too Tall Tom's Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Today.
Every single Tuesday we get him on to talk about the weather. And if you have any other additional questions, you can probably text him in and we'll see if we can get an answer for you in the near future. You can text into the show at 35270. That's the text club at KFGO. It's powered by 702 Communications. Amy Eiler out. Eric Johnson is in today. We got a bunch of great stuff lined up for the rest of It Takes Two, including the fact that in, just about 10 minutes, the blood drive for chickens kicks off. Yes, that's right. It's our annual blood drive for the KFGO family. Here's the deal. We're not having it in our parking lot this year. We've actually moved it to the Red River Traditional Taekwondo facility. We will be giving you all the information on that. We're going to check in with Vitalant right at the beginning of the blood drive here. And, it's also a vet day. The vet is in, Dr. Doreen Winning. So if you have a question about your furry four-legged friend as we lead into, fireworks season, swimming in the lake season, we can get you all of the answers you need. All of that and so much more coming up on It Takes Two with Amy and JJ right here on the mighty 790 KFGO.